Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The nature of this Congress. There's colleagues of mine that have been no votes, and then they eventually change their vote. A lot of times it's a phone call from the president that delivers the yes vote. We will deliver it. Failure's not an option. I know that some of them are going out there and throwing a wet blanket on different things. This is a great pro-growth bill that benefits working families, small business owners, and farmers, and we're going to deliver on that. Will it be bound along this way? It will be. But that's the nature of this Congress. But we're going to deliver for the American people. I will not rest, Maria, until this bill becomes law.
So Representative Jason Smith here from Missouri has got a little bit of wakey-wakey time left because it did not pass out of the budget committee. The headline from Fox News says handful of Republicans sink Trump's big, beautiful bill in key House committee. So let's just get to the report of this. It says Republican representatives Chip Roy, Josh Breachin of Oklahoma, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Ralph Norman of South Carolina all voted against the legislation. A fifth House Republican, Representative Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania, also switched his vote from yes to no, though it was a procedural maneuver that allows him to bring the legislation up again. Smucker told reporters he was quite confident in the bill's success. House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas said the panel would likely not meet again on Friday and could reconvene on Monday. The committee met to mark up and debate the bill, a massive piece of legislation that's a product of 11 different House committees' individual efforts to craft policy under their jurisdiction. The result is a wide-ranging bill that advances Trump's priorities on the border, immigration, taxes, energy, defense, and raising the debt limit. That is just a ton of stuff that they have to get done with what is being referred to, of course, as the big, beautiful bill. Fox News goes on to say emotions ran high in the hallway outside the House Budget Committee's meeting from the outset. However, giving the media little indication of how events would transpire, Representative Brandon Gill of Texas, who had been at home with his wife and newborn baby, surprised reporters when he arrived at the Cannon House office building, where he was initially expected to miss the committee meeting. His appearance gave House GOP leaders some added wiggle room, allowing the committee to lose two Republican votes and still pass the bill rather than just one. But at least four House Republicans went into the meeting warning they were opposed to the bill. Shortly before the meeting was expected to begin, Roy, Norman, Clyde, and Breachin abruptly left the room while saying little to no reporters on the way out. Each came back a short while later and criticized the legislation in their opening remarks. The fiscal hawks are frustrated about provisions curbing Medicaid in the bill not going into effect until 2029. What happens in 2029? That'd be like right after the election of the new president, so the current president wouldn't be responsible for any sort of curbed provisions of Medicaid. They had similar issues with the delay in phasing out green energy subsidies from former President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. Quote from Chip Roy, only in Washington are we expected to bet on the come that in 5 years, then everything will work. Then we will solve the problem. We have got to change the direction of this town. And to my colleagues and the other side of the aisle, yes, that means touching Medicaid. Chip Roy is going to be the death of this thing. I don't know what Donald Trump is going to have to do or say to get him on board, or what concessions are going to have to be made that other people in this caucus will agree on. But Chip Roy is certainly seems to be the leader here. At one point, Norman came out of the room and called for committee to recess in order to work through the fiscal hawks' concerns. He said, if they call for a vote now, it's not going to end well. Minutes later, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who is not a member of the committee but had been meeting with holdouts, told reporters he wanted the legislation to advance through the budget panel as soon as possible. Roy said on X after the vote, quote, we are making progress, but the vote was called and the problems were not resolved, so I voted no. I am staying in Washington this weekend to deliver. So today it didn't work. This is, I get the headline. This is not like shocking.
No, not at all. This is all process.
Not to mention the fact, I don't know these people and what they're doing, but the fact that they are holding out and making a scene a little bit here about being fiscal hawks is credit to them as representatives. It's showing that they are caring about these things. I'm always very skeptical of the song and dance.
Me too.
There is song and dance. And if the song and dance needs to be sung and danced, then it will be. And there's still time to pass the big, beautiful bill. It's just... time's ticking.
The thing is, this isn't just grandstanding. This isn't song and dance, because somebody like Chip Roy comes out and makes a statement. He has very specific things. He says these need to be in this bill. So if it was just grandstanding and saying it's too big, that's one thing. But he makes it very specific.
Well, but I mean, if just because Chip Roy wants it doesn't mean Chip Roy gets it. And if what he wants isn't tenable for the rest of the Republicans, there's going to have to be a compromise made somewhere, or no bill.
Well, one of the things he says in that statement that he gave about an hour ago is that the Green New Scam must be fully repealed, as President Trump called for. So he's actually saying this is something Trump wants and you're not even doing it. So in that sense, he's kind of aligning with the president. There's other stuff that probably he's not, but that is one that he is.
So we'll see what happens here. House Republicans, according to Fox News, are working to pass Trump's agenda via the budget reconciliation process, which allows the party controlling the House, White House, and Senate to pass broad pieces of legislation while completely sidelining the minority party. Democrats need not apply if the Republicans can get their act together. This all put together by Elizabeth Elkind, Tyler Olson from Fox News. All right. You want to get to what I missed for over the week? Because I know there was plenty of that.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff.
What did I miss?
Like, normally Brad does this segment, but there's one that I pulled that I really wanted to play at some point, mostly because I didn't understand it, and I knew that there were people in this room who understood it more than me. And I, listening to Scott Jennings, I'm always like, this guy knows what he's talking about. He's spot on. He is able to read the tea leaves and give it to the people that are watching CNN straight, but then like also the rest of us who don't watch CNN, but do watch his clips. And I don't really understand the case that he's making here. Am I in support of this?
I think it's time that we took a different look and a new look at the reign of Emperor Palpatine. I think maybe you did a podcast on this. I think he's getting a bad rap. And look what he did. He took on an entrenched deep state at the Jedi Council. He tried to bring order to the, he wanted free and fair and reciprocal trade around the galaxy.
Blew up Alderaan.
Protected law and order. Well, I think some could argue that it was warranted given their rebellious activities. I mean, he defended the Empire against unelected hippies and violent protesters. I'm just saying, it's been a while. We may need to take a look at this again and say, was he right? And maybe it's time to take a different look at his
was
leader.
Was Palpatine saying, right about everything?
So, I don't... I thought I didn't understand Star Wars before, but now I'm very... What?
I understand a little bit about Star Wars. Not a lot.
So is Palpatine
Brad,
good?
No, Palpatine's a bad guy.
No, he's the bad guy.
He's the main bad guy, right?
He's the bad guy.
And he's also just gross and skeezy. You don't want to be associated with him because he's so gross.
Palpatine.
Yeah, he's the Emperor.
Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, he needs a facial. And some eye stuff for the puffy eyes.
Well, all that happened because he got hit in the face with his own force lightning. Whenever,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, he kind of did that to himself on accident.
Sounds like he deserved it.
Does Scott Jennings have a point here, though?
I like what Scott Jennings doing because he's taking, you know, it's a clever twist on it, but that's also him like shading the facts to make it like not real.
In Star Wars world,
right. So, like in the Star Wars saga, the Skywalker saga, episodes 1 through 6, it's basically, his name is Sheev Palpatine. He starts off as a senator from Naboo.
Here we go.
And he...
This is why I did this now, because I don't have to do anything for the rest of the show.
He goes behind the scenes. He works behind the scenes, and he plays both sides. He starts an intergalactic war, which allows him to then become chancellor of the Senate and then reorganize the Senate into an empire, so it's no longer a republic. So he takes away the vote, and he crowns himself emperor, and he says, so we can have peace.
He, Ender says, this is the radio I'm here for. Well, I'm glad that's
when you sent that population.
When you sent that, I was like, Ender's going to love this. So then he creates an empire, and he uses it just to centralize his own power, and he oppresses people, and he treats them horribly.
I'm with Joe here. He says, Sith Lord or Seventh? Can't keep it straight.
Sith Lord or Seventh Lord?
Just work through it.
Yeah. I like watching Ryan work through this.
Sixth.
Oh, Sixth Lord or Seventh Lord.
See, joke's funny
Lord.
Twice with Ryan, when you get it and when he gets it.
Oh, man, that's solid humor there, Joe.
That was great. It's the only part of this that I understood.
Yeah, then he turns, you know, Darth Vader against, you know, the Jedi and makes him the second most evil person in the galaxy.
Is Darth Vader a good guy?
I think that Darth Vader's redemption arc makes him be a good guy. He starts off as a good guy,
and he ends as a good guy,
but in the middle, he was a very, very bad guy. But he's redeemed.
Bobo goes, I thought my YouTube just changed.
Somebody needs to take
just
the full...
fell into the Star Wars nerddom. I don't even know how I got here.
No, I disagree with Scott. Completely.
Somebody needs to take the full speech from Scott Jennings and do it in the voice. It says, well, technically, the Emperor
Palpatine you doing after the show, Ryan?
Is misunderstood, and here's why. It's because of the global trade system that he was involved in. That's what needs to happen.
I want you to do that on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, but super seriously, because that is an algorithm that if we fall into, we will get clicks from, and they're going to hate you, and we're going to profit.
Here's what I need. I need somebody online to transcribe the full Scott Jennings thing. So the minute we get off at 3 o'clock, I will sit in a camera, look directly into it. Brad will put it next to Scott Jennings. And then we're viral. And we're all rich.
Yeah, we might make like $3.
Yeah, on all those clicks.
And that's before YouTube's cut.
Dang it. I thought I was going to maybe get a corn dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I got to get a cut of that, too.
Ooh.
You want to hit up anything else here that I missed over the week?
Yeah, one other video that I wanted to show or share is Charlie Kirk had a response to David Hogg. David Hogg said that
it's a lot of David Hogg content.
Yes, yeah, it was more than I was thinking. But David Hogg said in a quote that the Democrat Party needs to change their strategy. He said young people should be focused on getting laid and having fun.
Lovely.
And Charlie Kirk had one of the best responses to that that I have heard in a long time. And I really like this because I think he points out what the Republican Party and what the conservative movement is actually doing and why they're gaining with young people.
How nihilistic and also how dismissive of all the concerns that young people are feeling right now. The Democrats the last couple of years, and Hogg is half right about this, they have lost young people, especially young men. When I go to these college campuses, though, they don't just want to have more degeneracy or debauchery. They're looking for something greater, something higher. They're in the pursuit of something good and true and beautiful. Remember, if you're on a college campus right now, the very young people that we at Turning Point USA are winning over, large in part thanks to President Trump, you suffered under the lies and the deception of COVID, of wearing a mask while you shower, of the ninth booster shot, of the hyper-policing of every pronoun and every syllable that you say. And they want something greater than that, not something darker and something that is rooted in a cynical worldview. And David Hogg is so dismissive of young people that want to have a mission, that want to have meaning, that don't just want to pursue what makes them feel good, but instead young people increasingly want to do good. This is also why we're seeing young people go back to church. According to Axios, a story just a couple days ago, church attendance is going up large in part thanks to young Gen Z men. David Hogg is selling a very dark worldview, and we are going to embrace one that lifts people up and one that is rooted in eternal principles.
So, to me, Charlie Kirk nails it here. He understands that people want something more in life than just to feel good. You know, guys don't want to sit around and just be sedated by drugs and watch, you know, videos online, naked girls, go out, score, that sort of thing. They do actually have something deep in them that aspires to being something more. And Charlie Kirk with Turning Point has put his thumb on the pulse of American men, young Gen Z men. And he's actually giving them what they want and showing them this is the thing that you want to aspire to something higher. Now, Charlie Kirk is a Christian, and I think that there is part of him that is pushing him in that direction. But he said there, and we're seeing it in lots of studies, that young men are actually starting to go back to church. And that, to me, is really encouraging.
David Hogg also is so hypocritical with that comment. Basically, the plebes need to be out there just eating and screwing. And I am going to work on this higher calling of helping everybody out. Like, he puts himself above mm-hmm. everybody he's talking yep. about when he makes that comment.
Speaking of Kirk, Chris says, to really get hates, Ryan, do it as Spock or Captain Kirk.
No, I'm doing it as that nerd guy. I got a really good nerd guy voice, and I want to use it. And I want to go viral with it.
You know, the only thing I really understand about Captain Kirk in Star Trek is Ace Ventura's version of it. When he's in the dolphin tank.
You know what's tough? Is that I became a fan
of... I've got to, mister!
I became a fan of Star Trek after Ace Ventura.
Yeah?
So
that,
I was
that
watching...
That reeled you in?
Well, no, it wasn't that, but I became it after 93.
Study log.
And so anytime I'd watch Captain Kirk in the originals, you just watch for those moments where he would do that. And you're like, hey, that's like Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he did do that a
lot. Ace Ventura is not a movie that could be made today.
No.
The whole
thing
is about...
We need to all rewatch that.
I did.
Did you?
I guess it was just my oldest two or maybe my son. He wanted to see it, and I'm like, yeah, you can watch it. Just know that this is not an appropriate movie in 2025. And it's not. The whole time,
especially
it's
when
like...
he wheels around
Ooh.
Einhorn at the end. Like, whoa, whoa!
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn. I mean, good grief. Anytime someone says laces out, I'm like, laces out! Gosh, if you know, you know. A quick break when we come back. Next question. The next segment, next question. Our Ask Us Anything here on a Friday afternoon. We want to know what you want to know, and we'll answer that on the other side of this break. Your YouTube live chat poll votes also are needed. Hit us up on the Andy Fry YouTube channel and in the live chat portion of the broadcast. Say, let us know if you think James Comey intentionally threatened the president. Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right, first one, Kesha, yes or no? Big fan of Kesha or not?
What the heck?
You're a liar.
Yeah, he is.
It's a great question.
I said either you two guys got a banger of a first question. Brian's like, yeah, I got this.
I got it. Let me have it.
See, I like her, but as a mom, I think she's filthy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not Brad agrees as a mom.
Yeah, as a mom, she is disgusting.
I really like Kesha.
I think this is not the first time you said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. Talked about her in 2 hours today.
I don't know what's happened to Kesha in the last few years, because I don't hear much from her. But anytime I would hear a Kesha song, I'm like, yeah, I kind of like that. No idea what she was saying, so the message was lost on me.
I'm going to ask Bobo's question. If your belly button was a button, what would it do when you pressed it? Mine would give me a dose of caffeine. Then I wouldn't have to go get coffee every day.
I think mine would turn
and see the really nice people at Scooters.
Hands into mallets.
Oh, God.
And my feet into skates. So I could just roll around smashing stuff.
That's the stupidest answer to this stupid question. Really? Why do you even think that? Your hands would turn into mallets so you could smash things?
But I'd need skates to do it fast.
Brad?
Gosh, how do you follow that? Mine would
literally say anything.
Yeah. Mine would probably bring me a Diet Coke. I'd press a button and somebody would come in from another room.
Diet Coke?
With a Diet Coke on a thing.
That could probably happen. And yours could probably happen too, Andy. Yeah. You could probably get something implanted underneath your belly button that is a real button that let people know that you wanted a Diet Coke.
Next question.
Mine couldn't happen.
What trend can you not wait to see die?
You go first.
I think that these trends where these people do horrible things to other people and then scream, it's just a prank, bro, it's just a prank, bro, it's just a prank, bro. I think that pranking trend
that
online
sounds like our
should,
whole show.
Should die.
I think he's advocating for me to leave the show.
I don't know. I don't know that trend.
I do know that trend.
Yeah.
That trend is annoying.
Is that a guy thing?
I don't know if it's an algorithm thing.
Is that in the
thing.
Guy algo?
It probably is. It feeds it to me, too.
Ron says that his button would dispense a piece of bacon.
Just one?
Well, how many do you need at a time if you got a button that's always on the go?
Well, it doesn't have to recharge. All right. But it seems like a fantasy world to me.
Some people don't need as long to recharge their bacon, Ryan.
Nah, that's wishful thinking. You can't have a belly button bacon button that doesn't recharge. That's ridiculous.
You can
ridiculous.
Have whatever you want in this world
that's
we're living
ridiculous.
In.
I'll agree with Brad. The prank videos that the person's not in on the prank.
Right.
And they make the pranker look bad. So I don't know what they're getting
well,
out of it.
Yeah, and it's like, to me, it's not even a prank. It's like they assaulted this person. Yeah, they'd walk up and knock all the drinks out of his hands and everything, and then they want to point at the camera and be like, it's just a prank.
Do you have your own answer?
I have two. One is videos where people rehabilitate a homeless person, but there's this long process and it's all documented that you're like, I'm not sure that any of this is real.
You're against the rehabilitation of homeless people.
I'm all for it.
Secondly?
Without video. When you're doing it for just clicks, I'm like, come on, man. This looks like pharisaical. The second
a lot
one,
of comments on the YouTube today about my hair. Weird.
What are they saying?
Annie's hair kind of resembles Shownuff in The Last Dragon. What the heck does that mean?
None of us
no,
know.
I haven't seen that one.
I don't know if that's nice or not. I'll take it as a compliment. What's the other trend?
The other one is video, and this is definitely a guy algorithm thing. I don't know if, Brad, you get these or what, but they are videos fed to you a lot of times by Facebook that are, they're not porn, but they're sexualized situations that people are in. Like, it's just a woman walking around doing stuff, but she's just posing weird, and you're like, this is intended poorly. I know what you're doing here. You can get around the algorithm, but you're still trying to achieve the same thing. I hate those things. And I think they just show up because I'm a guy.
I don't get them on Facebook because I'm not really on Facebook. And I don't know that I get them on Twitter because my algorithm's all politics. But I know the type of video you're talking about where it's like, it's not, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The trend that I would like to go away is that fat is fine. I wish, I have said this multiple times before, but I grew up in a size 00 world where everybody was so unattainably skinny. And then it seems like we swung dramatically over to the other side where, and I think this is kind of starting to fade out. I think the RFK Jr. thing is kind of giving people the zap to say, you know, I want to be healthy. I wish that we would start talking about being healthy looking. I mean, this is what they're saying, that healthy comes in all shapes and sizes. It does come in all shapes and sizes, but not all shapes and sizes are healthy. And I wish that we would get to that. Next question.
If the price and the time are the same, would you rather fly or drive?
Fly.
I would rather drive.
I think I would rather drive as well. I fell in love with road trips again when I drove up to Chicago last week or the week before to watch that concert and come back the next day. It was so fun.
A road trip to Chicago is probably the most boring road trip
out there. Chicago. Did
you
hear that?
No, I didn't notice that.
He said Chicago. No, he did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Chicago. It's like one of them.
Yeah, you sound like one of those people.
You ever been in a really bad car accident?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a really bad?
Yeah.
I have. I prefer flying. Never been in a really bad plane accident. Here I am.
No kidding.
No. Although I guess that would make it like I survived the car accident, so maybe I could.
I was actually in a fatal car accident.
Yeah, you've told that story before.
Obviously, the fatality was not me. But quickly, it was the other driver, and it was the other driver's fault. So we just, it was a group of us, I think I was about 19, and rammed into this guy who made a left turn that shouldn't have, and he eventually died.
Sad. Bobo says, if your reflection occasionally gave you unsolicited advice, what would it probably say most often?
If your
reflection
gave you unsolicited advice, shave.
You talking about me?
Yeah, we're going around the room, right?
Yeah. Annie?
Not you do, Brad.
Yeah. Shave. No, yours is shave.
Yeah, I just...
Why? You shaved the other day and...
I need to shave more often.
A few weeks ago, and you were like, I'm never doing that again.
No, I loved it. You're wrong.
When you got rid of your beard?
Oh, the full shave. No, I mean just like keep up with my neck beard and stuff.
Oh.
Wash more often, sir. That's what it would say.
Bathe? Hygiene, bro. Brad?
I don't even know.
My reflection's very dignified, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Refers to me as sir. He also demeans me.
That makes sense.
I think my reflection...
You disgust me, sir.
...would probably advise me to focus on what's going well and not so much on what's going wrong.
Mine would be to chill out and slow down.
Is your reflection a hippie?
No.
Hey, Annie, what up? Thanks for coming to
my
the
reflection
mirror again.
Is super high. Loves all things incense.
You know what today is? Might say 516 on the calendar, but it's 420 in this mirror.
Nope. Nope, that's not it. Next question, Brad.
Well, along those lines then, is there a piece of advice that you swear by that you received one time?
The advice I give is be humble or be humbled.
I got a piece of advice on my graves. No, on my
taffy.
Wedding. Yeah. My wedding day. That was a guy that I have not spoken to in years, but I always remember what he said to me because he's the only one who really said anything really important on my wedding day. Like, he's the only one. Well, the pastor probably did too. And I don't remember.
What about your wife?
I don't know.
The idea.
I didn't see her much that day.
This random guy that you don't know is the only one who said anything important.
Might have been the DJ
on your wedding
day. Not sure.
Oh my gosh.
Probably was serving the
Mrs. Wiggins.
The little muffins.
What?
Because we had breakfast for dinner, remember?
No, I don't. I wasn't there.
Yeah, we had breakfast for
you
dinner.
You didn't invite me. You excluded me.
Well, my wife said, do you want to bring Annie? I said, no. We don't know her yet. This is 2007.
What a weird convo.
And that's what I was trying to get to. It was a weird conversation. A guy came up and said, why didn't you bring Annie? I said, I don't know her yet. End of story. Okay, finally. What he really said was, you can't, don't fight with your spouse because you're fighting against yourself. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Super deep. And I've always remembered that.
Do you fight with your spouse?
Yes. But.
Do you win?
I can't. That was the point. Is that he said you can't really win because you're fighting against yourself.
I respect that.
The best piece of advice I ever got as a young man was is to be the type of man that the woman of your dreams would marry, that you would want your son to grow up to be, and that you would want your daughter to grow up to marry. And
the advice was kind of long.
Yeah. But I thought that was, I think that's great advice. And anytime anybody asks me or anything like that, that's my go-to. I give them that. And if you do that, you can become exactly the person you were meant to be.
Next question.
The other great advice I got was be the ball. So anytime I'm sporting, I think of that.
Everybody here said that they'd been in a bad car accident. Scooter says, ask me anything. Were you driving during the bad accident? No, I was not.
I was not.
I was.
I was in the back seat, and my head hit the seat in front of me. And
so it was an impact, a front impact. For you guys, it was a front impact.
Yeah, we hit the guy on the side, mostly on the side, and he actually left. I don't know how because it was so crazy, but he was not in the car once we stopped rolling.
The guy he
had been thrown from the car, but the windshield and everything was fine, so we never really figured
that
out.
Did you say
that
there was alcohol involved?
We don't know, but we think there was. We never found out because he went into a coma for a couple weeks and then died later. But I was not driving, and I looked the worst, though, when the ambulance showed up. They were like, oh, man, we got to take care of this guy. I had a little gash under my eye, and I just had blood all over my face. But I was fine. It was just a little cut.
Ours was a rollover accident on 55 going up to Chicago for state basketball, and we're actually driving up to Chicago for state track after the show today. But we swerved to miss an animal, and the van with my whole family in it rolled. They said the truck drivers who helped us out of the car, we ended up upside down, rolled 6 to 8 times going 65 miles an hour up 55. We were all okay. I have a scar on my head.
That's awesome.
My dad had some cuts on his face, and he looked like he got out of a hockey fight. The cut on my head is from when my parents went back to clean out what was left of the car inside. The hanger that would... the little hook that you'd put hangers on and stuff in the back of your car had my hair wrapped around that. It had been pushed into the ceiling, and the screw was out, and the screw had my hair wrapped around it. So that slit my head. So I've since 1997 been an anxious rider.
Yeah, that would do it.
I hit a raccoon going 75 once on 55-70.
Good for you for hitting it.
Smash that. It was like hitting a massive speed bump going 75.
Don't swerve.
Mm-mm. I didn't. I just went at it. Yeah. I'm like, here we go.
It's easy to swerve, but don't swerve. Brad, you want to tell your car accident story?
Mine wasn't actually on the road. I used to race cars, and whenever you race cars, so that takes its situation and changes a little bit because the driving situation is more aggressive and stuff like that. So I was the only one in the car. I was driving, and it was open wheel, which means that there are no fenders or anything on these race cars. And this guy came up from behind me, and his right front tire hit my left rear. In an open wheel car, that will launch the car next to you. So it launched him up. He rolled several times. You know, they red flagged the race and all that other stuff. Fortunately, he was okay. The thing is you kind of, on my end, you expect there to be accidents, bad accidents, you know, and you do it. That's just the nature of racing. But with the 5-point seatbelt harnesses, roll cages, helmets, neck restraints, arm restraints, you are about as safe as you can be in that situation, and it kind of desensitizes you to that other thing. So whenever Annie tells me this story about her rolling over, you said 6 to 8 times, you know,
yeah,
doing that is unsettling and discombobulating when you're in a race car, but you've got all that gear on. To think about doing that where you've just got the shoulder strap and the lap belt and nothing else to protect you than the structure of the car is just, the fact that nobody was seriously injured mm-hmm. in that is a gift.
Not
from
a broken
God.
Bone.
Yeah, that's amazing to me.
We've got a few more questions to answer. We'll do that when we come back here. We got X's and O's at 2 o'clock, assuming that Ryan put it together for today.
What's that?
Point Pest Control is going to come in with us at 2 o'clock and play X's and O's. Ryan, are you ready?
Very ready.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, it's a good week.
Do we know the answers?
There's a couple that are hard. I would say it's all based on stuff from the show this week, but it's going to be a little difficult because of Wednesday.
Are they all from Wednesday?
I kind of tried to focus on Wednesday.
You jerk. He's holding out. I've been sick, and I took Wednesday off to breathe and sleep. Sorry if my cold voice has put you off a little bit. I should be back by Monday just fine. We'll take a few more questions if you want to submit them on the Annie Fry YouTube channel in the comments. You can also vote on the poll. Did James Comey intentionally threaten the president? We'll be right back.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, next question, take two. You said you have another banger here.
It's a big one.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever play Spin the Bottle when you were in school? Truth.
I think that I was there when Spin the Bottle was being played. I don't think I never kissed anybody.
I see that you used the passive voice in that.
Yeah, I was pretty passive in that. I was passive there as well. I think I remember sometime in middle school being around when it was being played, and I don't remember if I like participated or not, but I never kissed anybody because of Spin the Bottle.
So the circle was there, and you were like, I'm not sitting down in that circle with that
bottle. I don't remember. I know that my inclination would have been like, get me out of here. I do not want to do this. And I don't know if I know that it didn't result in me having to kiss anybody. So I don't know if I didn't participate or if I was there and like didn't get involved.
You weren't policing them, though. You weren't telling them, you need to stop doing this.
Probably not, but maybe.
I could see you doing that.
I was an annoying friend.
Brad?
I would tell people if they were doing things that I didn't, that I thought that their standards and my standards were the same, and I was wrong multiple times on having the same standards as people. And my advice to my kids would be to know your standards and not bother with other people.
I'm not as bold as that to say, no, this is wrong and you're all wrong. But I did do that with Ouija boards. Because there would be multiple parties.
I was at a party where that was happening. I know for a fact, and it was actually, it's funny that you say that. I know the Ouija board was at the same party as the Spin the Bottle was.
Ah.
And the Ouija board was happening in the other room, and I removed myself for that. And I can't remember where the Spin the Bottle.
You had to go to one room or the other. Like, I guess I'll take the Spin the Bottle room.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, it was just the same party. But I did say to my, like, there were friends where I was like, we don't need to be doing this. We shouldn't be doing this. We're not supposed to. And I mean, like, super prude, super annoying to those other friends who were like, I want to be doing this, whatever said thing was. And I didn't do it, and I lost friends over it. And people judged me for it, and probably still kind of do. But
still now, they're like, she wouldn't even play Spin the Bottle.
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
I'm not listening to that show.
I don't know. I mean, I would say that I was a goody two-shoes from the outside looking in. I did probably overexert myself in the lives of the people who are my closest friends, who where you got to a certain point in life, they decided they wanted to do things that I still didn't want to do. And I was disappointed that we had to part ways on a few particular things, but I was always kind of an anchor for them to come back to if they decided they wanted to stop doing those things. And I didn't judge them for it. I just was like, I'm not doing this. And then once you get labeled as a goody two-shoes in high school, it's kind of...
Mm-hmm. It's tough to be the salt in Salt and Light because you're the one that everybody goes, oh,
party pooper.
Come on. Yeah. But then once they realize, oh, you care. Then they'll come back. It's usually in private.
You
not
called
in
me earlier in the show an old soul, and this is the you didn't say it in a nice way, but in
I'm not saying any of these things in a nice way either.
But when I was young, I was an old soul, and I had a clear understanding internally what was okay and what was not okay, and I was okay doing the thing that I thought was right, and everybody else thought was wrong, and it was wildly unpopular. I don't regret it, but it wasn't easy.
I have a young soul. That's why at 3 o'clock every day I yell YOLO and I do cartwheels down the hallway.
Cartwheels is never mind. A euphemism.
It's a euphemism for me doing the thing where you stand behind a desk and you pretend you're walking down the stairs.
YOLO. What was the actual question?
I don't remember.
Spin the Bottle.
Yeah.
Brad?
Yeah. Guys, I know we've had this conversation before, but I was the fat kid in school.
That doesn't mean you didn't play Spin the Bottle.
The fat kid wasn't invited to parties where Spin the Bottle was going to happen, so no.
Ryan, did you play Spin the Bottle?
That's so sad. It's so sad.
Like, don't invite that kid.
You know what's funny is only once, and I'm so glad that it went this way, because it was only once, and I think I was in fifth grade. That is young. And so nobody knew what was
Yeah, but
point.
Was the kiss a kiss on a cheek if it happened? I mean,
think,
you'd place it in the bottle and then everybody would be like, oh, hoo, 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 and then you'd spin it again and nothing would happen. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Like, that's why I'm like trying to think if I was involved in it that never materialized into, you know, like 7 minutes in heaven.
I was
going to
say that because that was the same party. They go, oh, next we're playing 7 minutes in heaven. I'm in fifth grade. I'm super naive, by the way, if you haven't noticed.
You're super naive and you're 53.
I'm not 53. That's not even funny. I'm like 1 year older than you.
It's like dog years.
But I remember the 7 minutes in heaven thing. And again, so young that I literally went into a closet.
With a girl?
Yeah. And then I was like, this isn't heaven because this is boring. And she was like, I agree. Nobody knew what in the world was going on. It was, looking back, it was so innocent and actually pretty great.
Do you know how innocent all that was? If you caught your fifth grade kids doing this, what would you do?
Oh, I would, slap them. You're going straight to bed.
Violence.
Yep.
Alone.
And I'm taking away your bed. You're going to sleep on the floor from now on.
You ever taken the door off the hinges in your house of your kid's room?
Seems kind of extreme, but no.
Yeah, me neither. Just one of my children.
Huh.
He got it back. I mean, they.
They. Does he go by they?
No. Now I got to say, he does not.
Okay.
Sorry, Charlie. It was years ago.
I was going to ask the same question about 7 minutes in heaven of Brad, but I just don't have the heart.
Again.
You just brought it up. That is heartless.
Again.
Next question, Brad. Ask something mean about Ryan.
What's it like being bald?
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Not fully bald. Like I'll claim that, but.
Yeah, you got a beard.
That does not count. Even I think that logic was dumb.
Ryan? He was quick on the draw on that
He
one.
Was quick. You know why? Because
no.
He's had this story about baldness for a week.
He
keeps bringing it up.
I'm super excited about that story, though.
Yeah, I'm excited about that story.
I would be,
too.
Because
they might have cured it. Put a little paste on there and go to bed.
Would you wear a toupee?
No. But I would do hair transplant.
Yeah.
And I would use this paste if it becomes a thing.
Have you seen some of the new toupees out there, though? They're really good. And like if I was in that situation, I'd absolutely wear one.
If Brad were in your situation.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at all these toupees for?
It's just
you.
Seen it.
It's coming across my feed.
For your birthday.
I'm looking for something nice to do for
He's
you,
gonna
man.
He's going
to
get you a toupee for your birthday.
Dude, if you do, you better not spend much. Get the cheapest one made of dog hair you can find.
Scooter says you have a very hairy chest, Ryan. I didn't know that. Why does he?
Yeah, I didn't know you guys were that close.
It's out there.
Next question. Or do we wrap?
I don't know. I really do. There are times that I know I'm doing radio and others that I'm like, I think that I am not sure what to think about that segment. And this is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Do you care if there's only a tiny bit of custard in your donut? That's not a euphemism. Because it makes me mad.
Ender says, ask me anything. Will the AFS ever go a full week without one awkward pause where Ryan forgets to jump in with his time check? Ryan?
No.
We'll never make it a week?
Well, once the time check isn't sponsored anymore, then yes.
Let's keep it sponsored.
Okay.
You need to be more on the ball.
No, that'll never happen.
All right, when we come back, X's and O's with our friends from Point Pest Control. We're going to have John and Steve in here, the service manager and the wildlife manager. See if he can get Ryan under control. X's and O's next. Don't go away.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.